I'll get the door. I wonder who's at the door. I'm on my way. Just a second. I'm on my way. Yes?
Telegram for Soupy Sal.
Yeah, that's me. Listen, why are you wearing pajamas?
It's a night letter.
It's morning time.
How about that? What's for breakfast?
Just give me the telegram,
yes,
please.
Yes, sir. Here you are. Well, what's going on?
Well, you see, my dad was shot out of a cannon when he was with the Ringling Brothers Circus, and every year at this time, they send him the same telegram.
What does it say?
When your dad gets home, please have him call us.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
The city whose landmarks are familiar all over the world. The world center for shipping, transportation, communications, finance, fashion, and above all, entertainment. A city that pulsates always because of the millions of people who live here, work here, visit here. And in the heart of the metropolis, the great arena, Madison Square Garden.
What? Madison Square Garden. It's the Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show. All right. It's not raining inside. Everybody's going to have a good time. Here we go. The old Moldy Oldie Show. To all you Moldy Oldies, and you want to hear the Moldy Oldies, then get out those dancing feet. Get out those happy ears. And you're going to join us as we go here for 2 hours. Everybody now, get along.
A two, a one, two, three.
Mad at you, pretty baby, don't you be mad at me. No, 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 I ain't mad at you, pretty baby, don't you be mad at me.
Live from New York, where the women are hot and the sushi is cold, it's the Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show, starring Soupy Sales with Darryl D. Mordecai and the award-winning NBC Rhythm and Blues Band, and me, I'm Ray Dariano, and now, the original 100% classic formula, Soupy Sales!
All right, thank you, Ray Dariano, thank you, everybody. Woo! And welcome to the Moldy Oldie Show. Hey, this is really wild to be here. Mm-hmm. And I'm very excited. I hope you'll be joining us every week for the show, because we're going to be playing some old Moldy Oldies. And I'm going to dedicate the show today to the barbers of America. Those courageous, unsung, unappreciated men who year after year offer this country the ultimate in self-sacrifice.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
I mean, do you realize that there are over 600,000 hairs on your head?
Yeah.
And these guys cut every one of them for a lousy $5.
Yeah.
Now, I don't care what your business is, but would you do it 600,000 times for $5?
Here's the Beatles.
1, 2, 3, 5. We'll be right back.
February 1965, Marianne Thomas singing lead with the Ad Libs on Snoopy Sal's Moldy Oldie Show. And here's Snoopy.
All right. Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Hey, this is great. This is really nice. And I want you to stay with us because the next half hour, I'm going to tell you the courageous story of a woman from the Bronx who set fire to a nightgown and wasn't harmed at all.
Uh-huh.
Her husband was wearing it at the time. How are you today, Raymond?
Oh, I'm great. Happy to be here.
Ray Dariano and I go back a long ways.
Uh-huh.
He produced an album I did called Still Soupy After All These Years, and we've been friends for a long time, and there isn't anything that I wouldn't do for him, and there isn't anything he wouldn't do for me. And that's the way it's been these last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Just going around doing nothing for each other.
Exactly correct.
Yeah.
Exactly
but,
right.
But, no, this is nice. It's nice. Now, see, originally, we were just bad in New York. Now we can be bad all over the
exactly.
country. Exactly. That's right. I wonder who's on the phone. Excuse me, everybody. Hello?
Oh, Snoopy, this is Shirley.
Shirley?
Okay. Your neighbor from the apartment. I'm the stewardess.
Yes, Shirley, what can I do for you?
Well, I'm calling from Wilkes-Barre.
Uh-huh.
I'm on a flight, and I was wondering if you'd do me a favor.
Yeah, what is it?
Well, I was wondering if you'd get a key from Dominic, our doorman,
uh-huh.
and take Bernie out for a walk.
Well, I'm busy right now. Oh. Couldn't you call Dominic and have him do it?
We're not speaking.
Why?
Well, it's rather personal.
I don't get it.
Neither did Dominic.
Oh. Bernie, is that your dog?
No. Bernie's my nephew. He's 6 years old.
Well, is his family staying with you?
No, just Bernie.
Well, what do you mean, take him for a walk? I thought Bernie was a dog.
Oh, well, listen, if you think Bernie's a dog, wait till you see my new Gwen.
That bad, huh?
Yeah, real bow wow.
Yeah. Well, what are they doing at your apartment?
Oh, my brother went to Atlantic City and left them with me.
And, well, what about his wife?
Oh, well, she went to Cleveland.
Cleveland?
Yeah, she's already been to Atlantic City.
Huh? Well, okay, I'll do it for you.
Oh, well, thanks so much.
Shirley, listen, let me ask you something. How long have you been out of town?
6 days.
6 days? By himself, the kids, 6 years old, how'd he get along?
Oh, great, I hope. I left him my credit card. Gee, I hope he isn't a big temper. Yeah. Thanks, Snoopy.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
From the summer of 1966, here's the Supreme.
I need love to ease my mind. I need to find someone for mine. No matter how long it takes, or how many me at night for something there on to hold me tight. I keep waiting, I keep on waiting, but it ain't easy, it ain't easy.
Supremes, our Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie show, and here is Soupy Sales.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Yeah. Woo. That really is a great Moldy Oldie. You know,
it is.
Yes, because, you know, they're from Detroit. That's where
I know that.
I worked there for quite a few years. That's where it all happened for me. Did you know that Diana Ross, when she was born, she was named Diane by her parents?
Uh-huh. How'd she get Diana?
Well, a clerical error.
Oh, on a birth certificate.
Yeah, on a birth certificate.
The things you learn.
See, only after she became a... Only a thing you learn on this show. But a lot of
beautiful.
Other things you learn.
What's that? Like what?
Well, you learn that we have public service announcements here.
Very important.
Yeah, like if you're over 65, mm-hmm. I'd like to call your attention to the first annual Senior Citizen Self-Defense Seminar being held next Saturday at your local YMCA. And mm-hmm. if you're 65 and over, just bring a pair of leotards and a note from your parents to attend the seminar. Because you're going to learn such life-saving techniques as how to whip that young whippersnapper using the young whippersnapper's whip, how to turn an ordinary pair of orthopedic shoes into a lethal weapon, 10 ways to bite a mugger without losing your dentures, how to make your own bulletproof corrective stockings, and 15 rotten things you can do with a hat pin.
Yeah.
Now, remember, that's the first annual Senior Citizen Self-Defense Seminar this next Saturday at a YMCA in your neighborhood.
All right.
And and if I'm in your neighborhood, please let me walk by without any problem.
Yeah.
Okay. Of course, we're going to take a break. And, of course, coming back in the next segment, I'll be interviewing a New York psychiatrist, clairvoyant, whose new bestseller is titled How to Avoid an Emotional Crisis or What to Do When Your Gym Neighbor's Records Warp. And also be telling you about Washington's plans to turn the Pentagon into a giant 7-Eleven store.
Yeah.
So you don't want to go away.
Oh, no.
I'm going to stick around. I have to because someone put chewing gum in my chair. Yeah, yeah.
All right, we'll be back with more Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies. Don't you dare go away.
Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies is brought to you by Within from One A Day. It's as different from other multivitamins as women are different from men.
Are you the kind of woman who treats herself like a man? If you're taking the same multivitamin, you are, because most don't include the extras a woman's body needs. Within multivitamin does. Within is from One A Day, and it's for women. Within has extra iron, extra calcium, plus essential vitamins, all in a formula uniquely balanced for women. So don't treat yourself like a man. Take Within. It's as different from other multivitamins as women are different from men.
Welcome back to the Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show, and here's Soupy Sales.
Woo! Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. All right, all right. Yes. Yes. Try and cheer up a little bit.
What a good.
And this is the Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies show, and it's on every week, and I'm very happy because I know where I'm going to be.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Okay, now this segment, we're going to play all tunes that had the distinction of hitting number one. All number one tunes.
Yeah, okay. And this segment is brought to you by Vito's Famous Delicatessen School.
Oh.
Hey, listen, you want to make a lot of bread selling a lot of bread?
Yeah.
Want to have a ball selling matzah?
Hey.
Ever thought of working full-time in a delicatessen?
Well, now
you can, thanks to Vito's Famous Delicatessen School, where their motto is, if I hit you with a pastrami, don't yell for your mama.
Ah.
At Vito's Famous Deli School, you'll learn how to make a cow angry so she'll give sour cream. You'll also learn how to handle a water bagel without wearing a wetsuit. Attend Vito's Famous
Attend Vito's famous three-day deli seminar, where you'll be shown how to install locks on the door using very little cream cheese.
Wow.
Vito himself will demonstrate how to cut roast beef, how to cut corned beef, and eventually how to cut cards when nobody buys the roast beef and corned beef. Learn the deli theme song. Give me a knish to build a dream on. Vito's famous delicatessen school is as near as your telephone, so when we call, you better say yes, because remember, it ain't smart to say no to a man named Vito.
He's so fine. If he were mine, a handsome boy with hair, one with a wave of hair. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, but I'm gonna make him mine. He's an enviable girl. It's just a matter of time. He's a soft-spoken guy.
The Chiffons, that was number one for 4 weeks back there in 1963. Okay, now, Sue, this next record, this is by The Champs. You remember The Champs,
right? The Champs,
right?
Oh, yeah, they had their big number of Tequila.
That's right, that's what we're going to hear now.
Yeah.
But this is probably what you don't know. Back in April, back in 1958, this track was a throwaway. None of the group members even stayed around to hear the playback.
Well, listen, if I was drinking tequila, I wouldn't want to stick around and hear it either.
Here's The Champs with Tequila. The Champs with Tequila as number one back in 1958. All right.
That was a big record.
It was a big record. Now, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
There were three famous people. They weren't famous then, but as years went on.
Yeah.
Three famous people who were in the Champs. You know who they are?
Sure. Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier, and Rocky Martin.
No. It was Glenn Campbell and Steels and Crofts.
Oh, really?
They all were in the
Champs.
That's
the wonderful. I wonder who's this.
I don't know.
I'll get it. Just a second. I'll get it all. I'm on my way. Just a second. Here he is, the greatest barber in the world. How are you, Marvin?
Give me a head with hair. Long, beautiful hair.
I knew you'd come in singing.
How'd you know I'd come in singing today?
I had a hunch.
Oh, is that what it was? I thought you were round-shouldered.
Marvin, I don't need a haircut. I'm doing my show.
I know, Subi. I was listening. It's quite a show. Funny, isn't the word?
Thank you, Marvin.
You just sit right there and let Marvin cut your hair.
Not now, Marvin. I'm on the air. Wait in the office.
Why is everybody saying this to me? I use mouthwash. Phil Donahue. I cut his hair. You know Phil Donahue?
Yeah, I know Phil Donahue.
Believe me, you don't know Phil Donahue. Nobody knows Phil Donahue. Even I don't know Phil Donahue. I know Phil Donahue.
What's the point, Marvin?
I said to him, Phil, don't be a pill. Just stand still. I can't cut uphill. You know what he said to me?
Marvin, I'm on the air. Wait in the office.
David Letterman. I cut his hair, and he's a lucky guy. I said to him, David, you throw watermelons off the roof and win 10 Emmys. Why don't you throw Bud Melvin off the roof and win the Nobel Prize? You know what he said to me?
Marvin, I'm on the air. Wait in the office.
Johnny Carson. Oh, I cut his hair. They fly me there. I said, Johnny, let me sing on your show. Ba-da-ba-ba-da. I have a large repertoire. You know what he said?
Marvin, I'm on the air. Wait in the office.
No, he said he can see I have a large repertoire. My past make it look worse.
Marvin, don't take it personal, but I don't need a haircut.
I know you don't need a haircut. What you need is a shave.
No shave, Marvin. The last time you gave me a shave, I needed to drink a glass of water right afterwards.
Why? Did you have hair in your mouth?
No, I had to check and see if my neck leaked.
It'll just take a second, Subi. Let Marvin take care of you.
Okay, Marvin, give me a shave, but make it quick.
See, we're halfway finished already.
Be careful, Marvin.
Okay, Subi, I'm almost through. By the way, are you wearing a pink tie?
No, I'm not.
Are you sure?
Marvin, I'm positive I'm not wearing a pink tie.
Oh, then here's your lip back.
Would you get out of here?
Back in 1969, this record was number one for 4 weeks, including this week. It's Tommy Rowe with Dizzy. April 1969. Dizzy, that's Tommy Rowe.
Yeah, and I know his brother Chad.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Out of all the Tommy Rowe records, what's your all-time favorite?
Let me see. I guess it'd be a toss-up between Jam Up Jelly Tight and Hooray for Hazel.
All right, you stick around, because coming up, a song written in 20 minutes that stayed at number one for 2 weeks as we continue with Soupy Sal's Moldy Oldies Show.
If you think small cars need high viscosity motor oils, think again. Two motor oils, 5W30 and 10W30, have the only multi-grade viscosities recommended by GM, Ford, and Chrysler for all of their new 86 four-cylinder and small six-cylinder engines. So use Pennzoil, 5W30 for winter, 10W30 for summer. Check your owner's manual, and then protect your small car with Pennzoil, the standard of protection since 1889.
Are you the kind of woman who treats herself like a man? If you're taking the same multivitamin, you are, because most don't include the extras a woman's body needs. Within multivitamin does. Within is from one a day, and it's for women. Within has extra iron, extra calcium, plus essential vitamins, all in a formula uniquely balanced for women. So don't treat yourself like a man. Take Within. It's as different from other multivitamins as women are different from men.
All right, welcome back. Soupy Sal's Moldy Oldies Show. And here's Soupy right here.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. All right, listen, I want you to stay tuned now. Because I want you to stay tuned to our Moldy Oldies Show. And because coming up in the next half hour, Dr. Joyce Brothers will be here to discuss sexual development of the child from 8 to 10. And then Joan Collins discusses sexual development in the same child from 10 to midnight.
All right, it's Tommy James and John Dell. Some hanky panky.
My baby does a hanky panky. My baby does a hanky panky. My baby does a hanky panky. I saw her walking on down the line. Yeah. You know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Baby, can I take you home? I never saw her, never saw her. My baby does a hanky panky.
Tommy James and the Shondells. That was number one for 2 weeks. back there in July 1966. And that was a song I was telling you about, Soup, that was written in 20 minutes.
Yeah, I know. It was written by L.A. Greenwich and Jeff Barry.
I
love that. She had a good show, Leader of the Pack.
That's right.
It was on Broadway for quite a while. It was
sure
very
did.
Good. Yeah.
There are a lot of great songwriting teams. Yeah. There are a lot of great teams in rock and roll. Who would you say, who's your favorite duo in the history of rock and roll?
Well, there's a bunch of them I always like. Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh, of course. Yeah, everybody.
Sonny and Cher. I mean,
Sonny and Cher.
And Mel and Tim.
Mel and Tim.
We need Mel and Tim. No, Backfield in Motion, 1969.
I remember the record. Yeah. Well, wait a minute. What is it about that song?
It's about football, and I just love football.
That's right. You are a football.
Backfield in Motion. That's right.
Who's your favorite football player right now?
Well, I guess William the Refrigerator Perry of the Chicago Bears.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the guy's 6'6", weighs 300 pounds. Now, I figured out if you're out at the beach and he kicks sand in your face, you help him.
Here's Mel and Tim right now. A little Backfield in Motion, Snoopy Sales, Moldy Oldie Show.
Yeah.
Backfield in Motion, gonna have to penalize you. Backfield in motion, baby. You know that's against the rules. Offside and holding, yeah. It ought to be a game of yourself, baby. Offside and holding, yeah. Holding on to someone else. You know you're cheating, baby.
Snoopy's favorites there. Mel and Tim from November 1969, Backfield in Motion.
Yeah.
Snoopy Sales Moldy Oldie Show. Here's the Soup Man right here.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Please don't stop. But right now, I want to introduce you to the leader of this Moldy Oldies award-winning band. And he's a wonderful musician, a friend of mine, and just a great guy. And it's not only my opinion, it's his too. Ladies and gentlemen, nice round of applause for Daryl B. Morton.
Daryl B.
Daryl. Yeah. Sit down, Daryl.
Yeah.
How are you?
Yeah, thank you very much, Mr. Yeah. Thank you, Mrs. Sue.
That's okay.
The big time.
The big time.
Give me five on that.
Yeah. It's a high five festival.
Yeah, this is beautiful. This is beautiful. Nationwide, coast to coast.
Yeah.
I love this thing. Yeah. This is so beautiful. Yeah. You're looking good.
Thank you. You are too,
Jim. Yeah, thank you very much. Hey, that was very nice hearing that recording by Mel and Tim.
Yeah, you know them, don't you?
Oh, man, I used to hang out with Mel Harden and Tim McPherson, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I used to hang out with these dudes. They were cousins, you know.
Oh, really? Where
about? Oh, down in Holly Springs, Mississippi.
Oh, you were down there?
Oh, yeah, I was down there. I've been everywhere,
you know that.
If there's a gig, I'm there, you know.
Yeah, I know that.
But, you know, when they made this recording, The Backfield in Motion, they were driving a bus down there.
Really?
That's right, you know. And then they had the big hit, you know, a little bit.
Yeah.
And do you know what they're doing today?
What?
I think they're driving the bus again. No. That's funny because you know what they used to do. All the women, the women were crazy about Mel and Tim.
Yeah.
I mean, these dudes were, you know, they were all right. You know what I mean.
I know.
And what happened was they used to take turns driving the bus. It was like a team.
Or team.
And women used to, like, get a transfer, you know, to get on the bus with Mel and Tim.
Yeah,
you know? And what would happen would be, for example, like, Mel would be driving, you know.
Yeah.
And Tim would be, you know, he'd be working the field in the back of the bus.
Yeah,
hence the name, the backfield in motion. You know, yeah, that's how they did that thing. You know, and the ladies were always around them, and that's why I kind of hung around with them too.
Yeah,
you know,
well, you like ladies, I gather.
No, Mr. Soup, I like the ladies I gather. No. You know, I used to have trouble with the ladies, but no more.
Why'd you turn over a new leaf?
No. See, I got a whole new thing going here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, I stopped drinking.
Yeah.
And smoking is out. You know, and I stopped gambling and I stopped cussing.
Well, was that all because of a girl?
Yeah, she asked me to.
So how come you didn't marry her?
Well, you know, since I'm such a clean cut, decent, desirable man now, I figured I could do a lot better than her.
Crazy.
Teenagers record all the way to number 6 in February 1956. Snoopy Sales Moldy Oldie Show, and here's Snoopy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. All right. Okay. Thank you. Let me get the phone. I'll get the phone. I'll get it. Hello?
Snoopy!
Yes?
It's Julian.
Yes, Julian?
Julian Arminana.
I know.
Your driver.
I know you're my driver, Julian. What can I do for you?
Your show's really hilarious today.
Thank you, Julian.
And aside from that, it's very funny.
Thank you, Julian.
Well.
Thank you.
Listen.
Yes?
I want you to know I'm going to be on time.
Yeah.
But I'm a little uptight.
Why is that?
Well, I met this beautiful chick.
Yeah.
I asked her if she wanted to come to my beach house this weekend for a real good time, you know?
Well, what did she say?
She says, all right, and I'll bring my boyfriend. I said, your boyfriend? What for? She says, in case your girlfriend wants to have some fun, too.
There ain't no good in our goodbye. True love takes a lot of trying. Oh, I'm crying.
Let's hang on to what we've got. Don't let go.
Seasons from 1965, Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies. And coming up next segment, we're going to have Soupy's joke of the day. Don't you dare go away.
Are you the kind of woman who treats herself like a man? If you're taking the same multivitamin, you are. Because most don't include the extras a woman's body needs. Within multivitamin does. Within is from one a day, and it's for women. Within has extra iron, extra calcium, plus essential vitamins, all in a formula uniquely balanced for women. So don't treat yourself like a man. Take Within. It's as different from other multivitamins as women are different from men.
All right, welcome back to Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show, and here's Soupy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. All right.
All right.
All right.
All right. Now, you know, now here comes, this is my very favorite part of the show, and I happen to know that it's Screamin' Jay Hawkins' favorite portion of the show as well. Because now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for Soupy's joke of the day.
All right. Okay. Joke of the day.
I put a spell on you.
That's what Screamin' Jay used to say. All right. Okay. Okay.
All right.
A guy goes to a skydiving school because he wants to become a skydiver, right?
Uh-huh.
And he goes there for instructions on how to use the parachute, and they give him all the things about jumping off the little platform, so how to land on his feet, you know, and how to strap the thing on, and then how to the free fall and everything like that.
Uh-huh.
So the instructor tells him, he says, now you count to 10 and you pull the ripcord.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy says, what and the instructor says 3.
Thank you. to my sofa, what's wrong with me? I met you like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaking and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, gonna feel fine. When I'm in a girl that I love best, my heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. Oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a buckle jam, it's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what the chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Elvis Presley. Snoopy Sales Moldy Oldie Show. Now you stick around. It's coming up. Famous birthdays and music from a TV series based on a Beatles movie. And of course, more Snoopy Sales. On Snoopy Sales Moldy Oldie Show.
I'll get the door. When is this the door? I'm on my way. Just a second. I'm on my way. Yes?
Mr. Sales, you got to help me. It's my wife.
Your wife?
Ooh. Pay attention.
Yes, sir.
Now, my wife, she thinks she's a window shade.
Your wife thinks she's a window shade? Well, why don't you take her to a psychiatrist?
What? And let the neighbors see in?
And now, welcome back to Snoopy Sales' Moldy Oldie Show. This hour, Rowdy Roddy Piper will drop by to neuter a chicken. And now, here's the man who introduced Sergeant Pepper to Billy Shears, Snoopy Sales.
And Billy took those shears and cut his hair off. And the sergeant hasn't been the same since. And, okay, thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. And we're back now with the Moldy Oldies Hour.
Well,
of course, now, the featured year this week is 1967.
A beautiful year.
It's a beautiful year. Now, you know what happened this year?
Well, in that year,
1967. Muhammad Ali was stripped of his heavyweight title crown for draft resistance.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I told him he should just take it out of a bottle. You know? He can't get the draft. Oh, he was given a 5-year sentence for draft evasion.
Yeah.
And also the Rolling Stone magazine published its first issue
this year.
The movie The Graduate.
That's a great one.
Dustin Hoffman and Anne Bancroft. The soundtrack by Simon Garfunkel. It was directed by Mike Nichols. Hey, remember this classic line?
Ben. Excuse me. Mr. McGuire. Ben. Mr. McGuire.
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Plastics.
Yes. And that was all in 1967. And here's a guy who's been around since 1967.
Who's that?
That's Vito. And
of course, this section
is brought to you by Vito's famous dog sitter school. Hey, listen, you want to get jolly with a collie?
Yeah!
Want to sit in a rocker with a cocker?
Yeah!
Want to share a noodle with a poodle?
Yeah!
Ever thought of becoming a professional dog sitter?
Well, now you can,
thanks to Vito's famous dog sitter school, where their motto is, we'll take care of your mutt if he don't bite our butt. At Vito's famous dog sitter school, you'll learn how to give a dog a bath without getting emotionally involved. You'll also learn how to tell if the dog has to go to the bathroom just by the poodles on the rug. Sit with the dog and watch his favorite TV shows. Shows like Cagney and Leashy. The Howl and the pussycat. Fleas don't eat the daisy. And lifestyles of the itchy and famous. Vito's famous dog spitter school is as near as your telephone, so when we call, you better say arf, because remember, it ain't smart to say no to a man named Vito.
From the dogs to the monkeys, to be self, Moldy Oldie.
Love is only true in fairy tales, and for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me, that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a train hooked out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
Together, if I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind, imagine how the world could be, so very fine, so happy together. Together.
the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together, so happy together. How is the weather? So happy together, we're happy together.
March of 1967, the Turtles, that was number one for 3 weeks. Before that, we heard the Monkees, all part of Soupy Sales' Moldy Oldies show, and here's Soupy right
Thank
here.
You, Ray. Thank you, everybody.
It's a good year, that 67.
Yeah, 1967. I did Helgepuffin at the Expo 67.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was a crazy show.
A crazy show.
Now, you're a big movie buff.
Yeah.
All right, now let's see if you can get this one, all right?
Okay.
What do you suppose was the top grossing film of the year 1967?
Oh, it was a porno film. Debbie Does Dishes.
No, that wasn't it. That wasn't
it. It wasn't it?
No.
Who was it?
It was The Dirty Dozen.
That was Debbie and those other dishes. Dishes, I told you. Is that the one? I'll get the door.
All
just
right.
A second. I'll get the door. Just a moment. I'm on my way.
Oh.
Whoa. Hiya, fella. I got the coffee. Super Simon.
Hey, it's Jerry the delivery boy with our coffee. How are you, Jerry?
I'm a victim of circumstance.
Oh, yeah? What's the matter?
The weather is making me crazy.
Wait a minute. Why?
One day it's hot, the next day it's cold, the next day it's raining. I don't know what to hawk anymore.
All right, Jerry, calm down. Why are you so upset?
I've been having strange dreams.
Oh, yeah? What kind of dreams?
Well, last night I dreamt I was at the racetrack.
Yeah, and you lost a lot of money betting on a horse?
Nah, I was the horse.
Oh. Well, who was the jockey?
I was.
Yeah. You were the jockey, too?
Sanga, you don't think I let a stranger get on my back, do you?
Why were you the horse and the jockey?
It was a small dream. Everyone had to play two parts.
I read that dreams can have hidden meaning.
I know. Once I dreamed the whole night I was in front of a door with a sign.
Yeah.
I pushed and I pushed, but the door wouldn't open.
Well, what did the sign say?
It said pull.
Give us the coffee, please, Jerry. It said pull.
So yeah. Besides, but first is my poem.
Yeah.
I deliver coffee. I'm always on the go. Why am I so popular? Because I carry sweet and low. I love to bring you coffee. I'm fast, as you can see. When I serve the ladies, I say coffee tea on me.
I love the poem, Jerry. But Jerry, your fingers in my coffee.
Oh, that's okay. It's not hot.
Yes. You've got to be careful, Jerry, and then you'll be successful.
Signing. I'm going to stay up and buy my own coffee plantation someday.
Yeah, well, why do you want to own your own coffee plantation?
So I can learn the business from the ground up.
Say goodbye, Jerry.
Goodbye, Jerry. See you later.
1967. We were smoking banana peels, watching The Flying Nun, and in June, Stevie Wonder did this one. On Soupy Sales, Moldy Oldies.
Like a sweet magnolia tree, my love flies.
Stevie Wonder on Soupy Sal's Moldy Oldie Show. That was a great record from 1967, our featured year. And here's Soupy.
All right. Thank you, Ray. And stay with us for more of the Soupy Sal's Moldy Oldie Show. And coming up in the next segment, I'll be talking to a psychiatrist who says we should all put a snapping turtle at the foot of our bed in case we want a little bite before we go to sleep.
Also coming up, our own TV guide and a birthday salute to Mama Michelle. The Soupy Sal's Moldy Oldies continues.
Are you the kind of woman who treats herself like a man? If you're taking the same multivitamin, you are, because most don't include the extras a woman's body needs. Within multivitamin does. Within is from one a day, and it's for women. Within has extra iron, extra calcium, plus essential vitamins, all in a formula uniquely balanced for women. So don't treat yourself like a man. Take Within. It is different from other multivitamins, as women are different from men.
There have been some important changes in 86 car owner manual recommendations that Penza wants you to know about. Two motor oils, 5W30 and 10W30, have the only multigrade viscosities recommended for all new GM, Ford, and Chrysler four-cylinder and small six-cylinder engines. So use Pennzoil 5W30 for winter, 10W30 for summer. Check your owner's manual and then protect your small car with Pennzoil. The standard of protection since 1889.
Welcome back to the Stupid Channel's Moldy Oldie Show. And here it's Stupid.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. All right. And we're back with the Moldy Oldie Show.
Okay, this is the birthday portion of the program.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got a record coming up by a guy who's celebrating his birthday. I always wanted to ask you, did you ever meet Carl Perkins in
your
travels?
I worked with him back in Detroit.
Nice
in the
guy.
50s. Nice guy. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. A lot of fun. Hung out with him and talked and everything like that.
Really?
Yeah.
You lay anything on you that you remember?
I never will forget what a very important thing he said to me one time. He says, "You're standing on my blue suede shoes."
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything off of my blue suede shoes. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place, and do anything that you want to do. But honey, lay off of my shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything, but lay off of my blue suede shoes. My car, drink my liquor from my old fruit jar. Do anything that you wanna do, but honey, lay off of them shoes and don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything, but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Right. Money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but off of my blue suede shoes. But it's blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Yeah! Blue, blue, blue suede shoes, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes.
Your birthday. You're going to have a good time.
All right, and we hope everybody out there is having a happy birthday today. And today, if you're having a birthday today, then you're sharing your birthday with a lot of well-known people.
Oh, really? Their like who? Birthdays. Who's having birthdays?
Alan Clark of the Hollies. I work with them at Paramount Theater.
That's right.
Back in
1965. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday,
Happy
Alan.
Happy birthday. Today's birthday, great actress Bette Davis.
Oh.
Ooh, yes. Today was the birthday of Harry Houdini.
Ah.
Great escape artist. Uh-huh. You know. See, I have a picture of him right here. You see anything?
No, I can't see anything there.
See? He's escaped again. Also today, this week's birthday, Janice Ian.
Oh, yeah.
Also the birthday of Julian Lennon.
Hey, happy birthday, Julian.
John Oates from Hall & Oates.
Uh-huh.
Birthday this week. Like you said, Carl Perkins, he's having a birthday this week. And Ravi Shankar. Who plays the
sitar.
Sitar,
beautiful.
It's not really particular toe-tapping tunes either.
No, it's not grand funk.
It is not. Also, the birthday this week, Spencer Tracy.
Oh,
great actor. Great actor. You know, he won 2 Academy Awards.
The best.
Also, the birthday of Tony Williams of the Platters.
Oh, great.
And also
Twilight Time.
Michelle Phillips from the Mamas and the Papas.
Woo! Oh, great. Yeah. She's writing a book.
Yeah,
and tell the whole story.
Oh, yeah.
All right, now listen. What if somebody's tuned into this extravaganza and happens to be their birthday?
I'm glad you asked that. Yeah. If you were born on this day, you were born under the sign of the florist. So if you'll open up your closet door, you'll see a pansy living in there. Don't give him too much water unless he's on fire. You are an emotional person and will really get choked up today. Be careful, you'll probably put your pantyhose on the wrong end of your body. The talents that you're best suited for are jobs that require a special touch only you have. Uh-huh. Jobs that suit you would be a Volkswagen breeder, a night watchman in a daycare center, and an apprentice Viking. Today would be an excellent day to undress in front of your copy of Family Circle magazine. And finally, if you were born on this day, stay clear of smiling Weight Watchers, dogs in ballet slippers, and any woman named Horace. And from all of us here at the Moldy Oldie Show to all of you out there, happy birthday!
And here's Michelle with the Mamas and Papas.
Sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me? Every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. But Monday morning, couldn't guarantee. Every other day of the week is fine.
Saturday. Monday, Monday. It just turns out that way.
Mamas and Papas, number one for 3 weeks back in May of 1966. Soupy Sales, Moldy Oldie Show, and here's Soupy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. All right. Ray, you ever read the lost and found columns in the paper?
Yeah, every now and then.
It's very interesting, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, really. I mean,
wouldn't you find something in there today?
Well, listen to this. Here it is. Lost. 5-year-old boy with advanced case of measles. Answers to the name Spot. Found. Vicious 300-pound German police dog with man's leg in its mouth. If it's either your dog or your leg, call at once. Lost. Expensive wristwatch with tender inscription. If you find it, keep the watch, but please return the inscription. Look at this. Lost. Genuine cow's hide coat. If found, remember the coat must be milked twice a day before wearing it.
Happy birthday to Alan Clark and the Hollies.
Riding along on a carousel, trying to catch up to you. Riding along on a carousel, will I catch up to you? Horses chasing, cars they're racing, so near, so far.
From 1967, The Hollies on Soupy Sales' Moldy Oldies Show. That's a group that made their American debut with you at the Paramount Theater.
At the Paramount Theater.
All right.
Yeah. All right. That's all right. Okay. Ta-da. Yeah. And coming up in the next section of the Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show, we're going to be taking you to a remote in Chicago, and we'll be visiting the set where they're making this big monster movie there in Chicago. It's about a giant 100-foot-high ape who walks through the downtown section of Chicago stepping on office buildings. And when he steps on the Wrigley Building, it sticks to his foot.
Okay, we'll be back with our own movie reviews and the other band managed by Brian Epstein when Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show continues. Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies in here at Soupy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody.
Beautiful.
All right.
All right, let me ask you something.
Okay, what's
that? Listen now. Listen carefully. I'll play something for you, and you see if you know what it is.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Woo! Hullabaloo, yeah, hullabaloo. Great show.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? That show, I did it a couple of times. I did hullabaloo. That
you
was
did.
A great show. And you know what? You know, a lot of people went on to big, you know, Michael Bennett was a dancer.
Is that
on that
right?
Show.
On hullabaloo?
Sure. Donna McKechnie. And
with the go-go line. Boots.
Oh, with the go-go boots,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I did. I was on a show, I did a few times. Mary Wells mm-hmm. was on Little Anthony, the Imperials, the New Christy Minstrels, Rosie Greer. Yeah.
You danced on that show.
Yeah, I did the Miles. That was my big record.
Are you
okay? Oh, is it? Thank you, folks. That record sold a million. And if you didn't get one, see me after the show, Ray. I got 900,999. I got them records up to my buns. You know. Oh, incidentally, speaking about the mouse, did you hear the latest report from the Surgeon General about mice getting cancer from cigarettes?
Hmm.
Well, so starting next week, it's going to be against the law to sell cigarettes to mice.
Here's that group that was managed by Brian Epstein. They were on the last episode of Hullabaloo, The Circle.
I should have known we bid thee farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think you're gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you, I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen bits of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live and I don't need you at all. With my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
Circle on the Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies Show. And here's Soupy Sales.
Thank you, Ray. Thanks, everybody. All right. Did you ever go to cereals when you were a kid in the movies?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Well,
Flash Gordon and stuff like that. Yeah.
Buck Rogers?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why do you ask?
because I want to introduce a cereal now, you know, a cereal I used to do on TV.
Yeah, well, this is our TV section of the show.
Mm-hmm. And this was a cereal I did. First time anybody'd ever done a cereal on TV.
That's
you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Now you're going to do it on radio.
Now you do it on radio. That's right.
Let's see about this. This is the only TV cereal that's being broadcast
on radio.
Remarkable.
Is that a first?
Beautiful.
And after you hear it, it might be the last.
Beautiful.
All right. Let's hear it.
It's time once again for the daring and sometimes ridiculous adventures of Philo Kovetch, world's greatest part-time private eye. Today's episode, The Long Cool Woman in the Short Black Dress.
It was 2 a.m., and I was in my office. It was raining, and I had just finished my last case. I made a mental note to pick up a new case next time I passed the local discount beer distributor. All of a sudden, a tall girl looked into my office window. I knew she was tall because my office is on the 22nd floor. There was a knock on the door. I opened it. How did you get here so fast?
I crawled along the window ledge.
What were you doing outside the window? It's raining.
I was taking a shower.
That's ridiculous.
You're telling me I dropped the soap.
Well, let's drop these questions and get on with it. What brings you here?
The D train.
Let me try another approach. What can I do for you?
Oh, it's my husband. If he knew I was here, he'd pull out every hair on my little head.
Well, if he's allergic to bleach, that could be dangerous.
I'm not just whistling Dixie.
Oh, do you whistle? All right, listen, never mind. Your husband's jealous, huh?
Oh, yes, he is.
Well, so far I've come to the conclusion that this is the old T-E-R-R-I-F-Y-T-I-S-S-U-E syndrome.
T-E-R-R-I-F-Y-T-I-S-S-U-E, terrified tissue?
Don't mind if you do. There you go, shooting off your big mouth again.
Mr. Kovetch, you've got to help me. I own half a map to a treasure. I need the other half, but someone is out to get me because I have the other half. If I could get the other half, then I could find the treasure.
Has Philo met his match? Can he light it because it's wet? And who is Dr. Hackenbush? For the answers to these and other questions too numerous to go into now, be with us next time when Philo says...
You mean there's more?
On the further adventures of Philo Kovetch.
He'll never get out of this. He'll never get out of this. And until the next chapter, man, I'm on needles and pins.
Here's the Searchers of 1964.
Because of all my pride.
from 1964, The Searchers, the Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show. Here's Soupy.
All right, thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. All right, Ray, I want to ask a question.
All right.
Do you know what the Searchers did on April 5th, 1964?
Why, no, I don't. What did they do?
Well, they were the first British invasion band after the Beatles to be on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Oh, yeah. See? I probably saw that.
Probably so.
Probably
yeah,
did.
Yeah. And I think we ought to check, see what's going to be on TV for the week.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You know, right there? Find out so people know what to tune in, you know?
That's
you know?
A great idea.
Hey, here, how about this? Now, this is good. This coming week, Monday on Good Morning America.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, there you go.
Host David Hartman's guests don't show up, so he interviews himself, then walks off the show when he asks himself a question he doesn't like.
Yeah.
How about Bonanza reruns?
Oh,
yeah. This coming week, Pa Cartwright catches little Joe in the barn mooning a chicken and sends him to his room for the winter. Okay. How about this? Oh, the Phil Donahue show this Monday. Phil interviews 10 angry men whose warranties have run out on their vasectomies. Oh, listen. Oh, hey, this coming Tuesday, on the road with Charles Carroll.
Oh, that's always
Oh, yes, he's good. Charles Carroll visits an Arizona discount church where you can actually make a $5 donation for only $3.98. And let's see. Oh, the Tonight Show.
Oh,
what
are they
Tuesday doing? Night. On the Tonight Show, Johnny interviews the author of the current best-selling book, The Bedwetter's Handbook, Looking Out for Number One. So, you don't want to miss anything. And look at this. Oh, look what's on tonight.
What's that?
Hey, Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh.
Yeah.
People, but I can tell you people, they were the devil's children. Bonnie and Clyde began their evil doing one lazy afternoon down Savannah Way. They robbed a store and hightailed out of that town. Got clean away in a stolen car and waited till the heat died down. And made the graduation into the banking business. Reached for the sky, sweet talking pride would holler. The money loaded dollars in the Jew right back. Now one brave man, he tried to take them alone. They left him lying in a pool of blood and laughed about it all the way home. And lawman's gun. They used to laugh about dying, but deep inside them they knew the critters soon they'd be lying beneath the ground together, pushing up there just to welcome the sun and the morning. A federal deputation laid a deadly ambush. When Bonnie and Clyde came walking in the sunshine, half a dozen carbines opened up on them.
The Ballad of Bonnie and Clyde, Georgie Fame, from March of 1968, on Soupy Sales, Moldy Oldies.
All right. All right. You know, that Bonnie and Clyde, that movie, you know, Time Magazine originally had panned it. Then retracted their review in a cover story, calling it one of the most significant films of the decade.
Uh-huh. All right, we'll be back with more Soupy Sales and motorcycles in the recording studio. Plus, the grand finale of the Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies show. Baby!
Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies has been brought to you by Within, from One A Day. It's as different from other multivitamins as women are different from men.
Are you the kind of woman who treats herself like a man? If you're taking the same multivitamin, you are. Because most don't include the extras a woman's body needs. Within multivitamin does. Within is from One A Day, and it's for women. Within has extra iron, extra calcium, plus essential vitamins, all in a formula uniquely balanced for women. So don't treat yourself like a man. Take Within. It's as different from other multivitamins as women are different from men.
Welcome back to Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show. And here's Soupy.
Thank you, Ray. Yeah. Thank you, everybody.
Ah, you see it's coming up next now.
Yeah.
I know the Shangri-Las are one of your favorite groups.
I love them. Yeah.
All right. Now, the interesting thing about this, Ray, this is another one written by Ellie Greenwich.
Yeah.
You know,
good, right.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, the interesting thing on this one is the sound effects of the motorcycle. To get that, what they did was they actually brought the motorcycle into the studio.
I don't blame them. Boy, it had been a mess trying to get the studio out to the motor.
There's the Shangri-Las.
Is she really going out with him?
Oh, there she is. Let's ask her.
Betty, is that Jimmy's ring you're wearing?
Mm-hmm.
Gee, it must be great riding with him. Is he picking you up after school today?
Mm-mm.
By the way, where's your ear?
God.
Sales Moldy Oldies here, Stoopy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. All right. That's right. Okay. And plus, I want to tell you, we got some great guest stars coming up in the
Few
weeks.
Who do you got lined up? Who's coming?
Well, we got Dom DeLuise Lasseter.
Dom DeLuise Lasseter?
Overweight comedian who was once married to Woody Allen. We got Meryl Streep is going to be here.
Meryl Streep?
Academy Award winning actress who can't keep her clothes on.
Oh.
We got Magic Johnson & Johnson.
Magic Johnson & Johnson.
Los Angeles Lakers basketball star who now makes a living in the offseason selling Band-Aids. And we got Larry Birdie.
Larry Birdie.
Yeah, Boston Celtics basketball star who lives in a tree. We got Jerry Lee Jewish.
Jerry Lee Jewish.
Rock singer with a big hit, Great Matzo Balls of Fire. And
All on this show.
Unbelievable. But right now, we want you to hear some scenes from next week's Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie show.
Take a good rest.
Keep your mouth shut. We know where we can grab off a load of sugar.
It was several nights late.
Listen, you.
Say.
Stop.
Gunnigan, city editor of the Daily Sentinel, received a phone call.
More than that.
The following morning.
Mark my word.
Yeah, that's right, Steve.
What do you mean by that?
That night.
Get out of that truck. Hey, let go of me.
The following morning in Rick Reed's office.
What got you out of bed?
There's no time for a kid.
Really? The morning following the truck holdup.
Sure, that goes without saying.
That could be the answer.
Rick Reed reached Cato at the apartment. See you at dinner time. Late that afternoon. At police headquarters.
Shut up a minute. I don't care what Steve does now.
I wasn't killing.
Wait a minute.
Cato, start the car. A short time later, inside police headquarters.
That's the harness car outside.
Hey, that's exactly what happened.
All next week, right here on the Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies show. Hey, I want to thank you so much for being with us, and I hope you get in the habit of listening to us every week. And I want to thank you for being with us. Till I see you next week, have a great week. Take good care of yourselves. I love you. Big kiss. Bye-bye, everybody.
This has been Stoopy Sales Moldy Oldie, starring Stoopy Sales, produced by Dan Fermento and Ben Manila for Radio Today. Executive producer Frank Cody, recording technicians Gene Garnes, Jerry Wendell, and Betsy Torres. Special thanks to Paul DeVere, Lee Davis, and Mark Humble. I'm Ray Dariano. Stoopy Sales Moldy Oldies is a presentation of NBC Radio Entertainment.
All right.